Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. I said happy Easter. What a great day. First service was packed right out. And I don't know how many we had on Friday night, but a great number out on Friday. How many of you were at the Easter egg hunt yesterday? The helicopter drop. Woo, wasn't that awesome? We just want to give a good shout out to the man of God who had the helicopter. He actually donated the helicopter, the fuel, and his time. So we just want to give God praise for his donation and blessing the house of God. There were thousands yesterday, not a few, not 50, thousands yesterday. Tremendous blessing to be able to bless our community. Amen. Turn to someone and say, thank you. Tell somebody else, thank you. Because your tithes and offerings enable us to be a blessing in our community. Without you, this is not possible. It's not a one-man show. We're in this together. Amen. Turn to someone and say, we're in this together. Amen. I'd like to introduce my wife, have her say something to you.
Hello, welcome. We are so excited to worship our King this morning. The price that he paid ransomed us from our sins and gives us abundant life. Amen. Amen. I love abundant life. I love to have fun. I love to laugh and have joy. And that's the price that Jesus paid for on the cross so that we could have abundant life. And we get to celebrate that today. Pastor said, you know, Easter's like a no big holiday for him because we celebrate this every day of our lives. We are so thankful for the price that he paid. But this is a day where we can come all together and celebrate and thank our God for the price that he paid.
It's going to be an awesome day. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Let's stand to our feet. We're going to open in prayer. We're going to worship. We're only doing one song this morning because we want to give the drama. Wait till you see the drama. It is awesome. It's going to come alive to your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fill this room with your presence. God, it means nothing to come to church without sensing you being in the room. We know where two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst. But Lord, we don't want you just to be in the midst. We want you to show your glory. We want you to manifest your love towards us. God, we want to see people saved today, saved from their sin. We want to see people healed today in their bodies. We want people to have the poverty spirit broken off them in Christ's name. We declare in Jesus' name a blessing upon each one that's hearing the voice, God, and hearing the word. Change our lives for the glory of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
I said, everybody said, let's worship together.
Is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day. Happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh no, forever I'm changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive, he's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never
the shout. I was in darkness, but God brought me out. I'm here to testify and tell you about my wonderful reason. Can you turn to somebody and smile at them this morning? Do you realize that a lot of people don't get smiles throughout the week? How many of you got a happy day ahead of you? Jesus died for your sins. You've got reason. You've got purpose. You've got hope. You can walk in newness of life. We've got to sing that again. You got to sing it again?
Yep.
Come on now. You got to be happy this morning. Move a body part.
Happy day. Happy day.
During worship is we get to see all the faces, and I'm still not seeing a lot of smiles. So we're not going anywhere until you smile. Amen. I said we're going nowhere until you smile. Oh, happy day, man. When Jesus washes your sins away, you got a happy day. You can put a smile on your face. Come on, put a smile on your face. Turn to somebody, give them a smirk. Hit it. What's funny is, you know, you get to watch TV shows, and maybe some of you could have made your own TV show. You know, when people go out and they get thrashed, they get drunk on spirits, you know, that's wine and spirits. You know, they go get thrashed on alcohol, and they make absolute fools of themselves in a public arena. But we come to church, and we're all reserved. You got a reason to shout. They're still going to hell. They're God. They're just happy for a few hours until it wears off. But man, it doesn't have to ever have to wear off from you. Amen. Can we do that again? You don't mind, do you? Come on, smile. Turn to someone and smile at them and say, oh, happy day.
All right, ready? One, two, three. And oh, happy day. Happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. What a great day. I'm so excited about what God is doing in our lives. And we just want to welcome you. We know that many of you are guests in the house, and we want you to feel welcome. We want you to know that you are family and that you are important. Turn to someone and say, you are important.
You're important.
Amen. That's true. Jesus died because you are important to him. You know, we'd like you to, we're not going to embarrass you or anything, but if you're a first-time guest at His Tabernacle Family Church, if you'll just raise your hand, we want to celebrate you. If you're a first-time guest, slide your hand up. Is there anybody here, first-time guest? All over there. Very good. Oh, very good. Very good over there. Anybody over on this side? Are you first-time guest? Anybody? Oh, very good, sir. Thank you so much. Anybody in the middle? There you go. Anybody over here? Very good. Oh, my goodness, they're passing out gifts today. Please keep your hands up. You're going to get a gift. Dear Lord, I didn't know they were giving out gifts. I want one. My hands up. Very good. Just keep your hands up real quick. I promise we're not going to mug you. Great. Very good right here. Young couple right here. Kayla right behind you. Very good. Very good. Very good. Over here. Yes, that's right. I met you yesterday, young man. He gave his heart to, yeah, you gave your heart to Jesus yesterday. I was very proud of you. Amen. If the helicopter dropped all the way in the back, very good. Yeah, very good right there in the back. Come on, look at that. We have a bunch of guests in the house. Can we give all of our guests a hand clap this morning? Thank you so much. Listen, what's amazing about guests is we know that it's bravery when you go to a church for the first time. You're not sure what to expect. You're a little freaked out. Turn to someone and say, you're going to be all right. Tell somebody else you're going to be all right. We always encourage our guests to come at least 3 weeks in a row. Why is that? Because the first time it might be, oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? Second week it's going to be, that's not too bad. Third week you'll never go back to the quiet church, I promise you. Our job is to mess you right. Amen? How many of you know heaven's not going to be quiet? Can you imagine the first time you see Jesus, you're going to go, hi, how are you? No, man, the first time you see the Lord's going to be, woo, you're the one. You saved me. You washed me. You made me. Man, I tell you something. When you see Jesus the first time, your life will never be the same. Amen? Amen. Amen. We also want to welcome our entire live stream family. And many of you don't know, but every week between 200 and 400 people watch by live stream all over the world. I want to give a quick shout out to Jerda and Christian. I'm not sure where you are in the world today, but we want you to know your family right here in Horseheads loves you. Amen? Can you give our live stream family a big hand clap? And then every week on ABC, His Word TV, and CBS, His Word TV, we minister to over 5,000 people a week on television right in our local area. So I just want to thank God for the opportunity and for you to be here. And because you love the Lord, I know God's going to touch you today. Amen? I said amen? Amen. Amen. This is my beautiful wife, Rhonda.
Awesome. We are getting ready to hear from the children. They look so awesome. Are you guys ready to sing really loud? Let's blow their socks off, all right?
Here we go.
You lost your mind.
Come on, give him a shout. Give him a standing ovation this morning. They just sang in front of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Congratulations. We love you. We're so proud of you. There you go. There you go. Every single week, we minister to hundreds of children. We are so blessed at His Tabernacle Family Church. And every month, we minister to about 250 to 280 children that go through the children's ministry right on the other side of that wall. And can you do me a favor? Can you give a shout out to all of our children's ministers? Over 70 of them a month. Many people don't know, but every single Wednesday, we bust in about up to 155 children from Elmira. We have a whole group of men and women that feed them, clothe them, and teach them the principles of God's Word. And then we bus in more kids on Thursday to Uproar Youth Ministry. So that's the 12 to 18-year-olds. It's just such a blessing that we're able to minister to so many young people and this next generation. I want you to know the devil cannot have our children. I said the devil can't have our children. The devil can't have our schools. Amen. It's time to take the kids back and get them filled with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for you. Turn to somebody and say, I thank God for you. Because you're the one making it happen. You're the one that's doing the will and the work of God. I'm very proud to be your pastor and say thank you with all of our hearts. Amen? Amen. My wife's here. She's going to receive the offering. That's you.
As we enter into this time of tithes and offerings, at His Tabernacle Family Church, we love to give. We are the generous church. You know, all right, Pastor wants us to say that out loud. We are the generous church. Oh, now you got to help me.
Yes.
We are the generous church. You know, what we do here is to further the cross. To further the message of the cross, we use what is brought in to further the message of the cross. We are able to make such an impact on our community, and really, God has transformed lives. If God has transformed your life, just raise your hand in this place this morning. See, God is transforming lives through what we are doing in this house and what we are able to do in this house. So we love this time of giving, and we are going to make a supernatural declaration. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Pastor has a testimony. So when we all get together and give, you know, we're able to really make that impact. What we give is a nice amount, but it's not enough to be able to impact a whole community and across the nation like we've been able to do. But when we put it all together, last year we were able to give $320,000 in home and foreign missions to our communities. But that's from all of us together being able to make an impact. And Pastor has a great testimony.
You know, we've been teaching this to the children. And yesterday, a young man, how many of you were at the helicopter egg drop? Wasn't that stinking cool? And again, I just want to say one more time, some of you weren't here. I want to thank God for the helicopter, the gentleman who owns that. He donated the helicopter and his time and the fuel to be a blessing to our community. We're very blessed. Amen. He was so excited to be part of that. But I had a young man come up to me, and he said, Pastor, I was out collecting eggs, and on my way back, I saw that there was a little girl who didn't have much of anything, so I gave her all my eggs. And I went, that is so cool. I reached in my pocket, and there was a $20 bill, and I handed it to him, and I said, remember, whenever you sow, you shall reap. And his face, you ever give a kid 20 bucks? It's like $10,555,027. He was so excited. And it's just cool to be able to train the children that giving and receiving is such a powerful part of the gospel of Christ. And today, we get to participate with his will.
Amen. Amen. So if you'll stand to your feet, we like at His Tabernacle to quote the word. Deuteronomy 28 is a covenant promise that we have. Now there's going to be baskets halfway through and up front. We here bring our offering to the Lord. So when we're done with our supernatural declaration, you can just bring your offering to either the middle aisles or the front for the Lord. So let's repeat Deuteronomy 28. It says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in.
I'm blessed going in.
And I am blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
I am blessed in my storehouse.
I'm blessed in my storehouse.
And I am blessed in my basket.
I'm blessed in my basket.
The blessings have chased me down.
The blessings have chased me down.
They have tripped me up.
They trip you up.
Because I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can give right along with us and click on the giving button.
Make sure you give. I love that song, don't you? Me and my CS Tucker Stoops. Amen. We are so blessed that you're here. We want to encourage all the guests. We always encourage you to come three times. Please remember, come three times. I know it'll be a blessing to you, and you'll find your spot in the kingdom. Today, I just want to make a quick announcement. If you have young children, some people find this to be a little graphic. I mean, I watch cartoons lately. It's not that graphic. But if you need to take your children out, you can sign in your children in the back. And we want you to know that we're very safe here. What do we mean by that with our children's ministry? We have every children's worker fills out a 7-page application. Four written references have to be returned, as well as a police check is done. No two family members can be in the same room at the same time. Our children here at His Tabernacle are safe. Amen. So we want you to know that you can trust if you want to bring your children back, that's fine, and sign them in. Right now, I'm excited because this is the best presentation we have ever had on an Easter service. Sister Glenice Peel wrote this herself. And the team are just amazing. I just can't thank everybody enough for all they're doing. You're getting ready to hear the gospel. When you see Jesus, one of the things you're going to hear from Jesus is his word. This young man's quoting, I can't even count the amount of verses today, because the word is what's going to change your life. Amen? So I just want to pray before we get into the presentation. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your name is above every name. And Jesus, as we declare your word that you promise will not return void, We bind any devil that blinds the mind of the unbeliever. We command right now the loose and freedom in Jesus' name. And God, we command right now in Christ's name that the gospel will penetrate the heart. Lord, melt hearts in Jesus' name, that our lives will never be the same as we see your love for us. Jesus, we thank you that you so loved us with all that your life was on earth. So Jesus, bless this play, anoint it in the name of Christ. And everybody said, amen. I give to you the passion.
Passover was 2 days away, and the chief priests and elders were gathered in the palace of the high priest named Caiaphas. They were plotting a ways to arrest and kill Jesus. One thing they all agreed on, it could not happen during the festival because they feared a riot would take place.
So, what crime will he be charged with?
Blasphemy. He is claiming to be the Son of God, the Messiah.
Now that might be enough to arrest him, but keep in mind we want him sentenced to death.
Blasphemy is punishable by death. He claims that he is the Son of God, but we must teach him a lesson.
Very true. So when will we arrest him? The Passover festival is coming soon, and I don't want to arrest him then. There's too many people that listen to his teachings, and I fear that a riot may break out, and I will not allow that to happen during the festival. I will not allow it.
Well, surely we must wait for a moment, but it must happen soon.
Very soon.
While the priests and elders were plotting against Jesus in the palace, Jesus and his disciples were at the house of Simon the leper. While they were there, a young woman entered with a large canister of perfumed oil to pour on the head of Jesus.
Peter, John. I want you to go into town, and I want you to start making preparations for our Passover celebration.
That's great, but where would you want us to go?
Well, as you go into town, you're going to see a man carrying a water jug.
Okay.
When you see him, follow him to the house where he's going.
Okay. Right.
When you get to that house, talk to the owner. Okay. Say the teacher and his disciples want to celebrate Passover at his residence.
Okay. Okay.
When you tell him that, he'll take you upstairs to the upper room. And that's where we will celebrate Passover.
Very well, sir.
Very well.
Thank you.
Jesus, may I please anoint you with this perfumed oil?
Yes, of course.
What are you doing? You
could have sold that for a year's wages and gave it to the poor.
Leave her alone. Can't you see what this precious daughter of Abraham is doing? She's preparing my body for burial. You will always have the poor with you. I'm not going to be here that much longer. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, I tell you, it will be told in remembrance of what she has just done.
Satan had entered the house of Simon the leper and made himself known to Judas. Satan whispered plans to betray Jesus in Judas's ear and led Judas back to the temple where the chiefs and the elders were. Satan and Judas arrived together.
There's a man here to see you. He claims to be a disciple of one called Jesus.
A disciple of Jesus?
Yes.
What does he want?
He didn't say other than he wishes to speak to the priests and the elders.
Very well. Show him in. Disciple of Jesus. Wanting to see us. This must be him. What do you want with us?
How much are you willing to betray me? Pay me to betray my master, the one they call Jesus.
Betray your master? Why would you want to go and do that?
Don't worry about it. Just how much are you willing to pay me to betray him?
Very well. Give us a moment. He wants to betray his master. I'm going to show you. So, I've spoken with my elder, and we agree to pay you 30 pieces of silver. Now, is that enough for you to betray your master?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, let's make sure. So, when will you deliver him to us? We don't want him during the Passover festival. There's too many people that follow him, and we fear that a riot may break out in trying to arrest him. And I will not allow that to happen.
So, after the Passover feast, I'll sneak away, and I'll come and get you. And you can send guards with me. And as a sign to them, I will kiss him in a greeting. And that's how you'll know it's Jesus, and you can take him then.
Sounds good to us. Very well. Leave us. Get out. Okay.
Jesus and his disciples came together to celebrate Passover with a feast. Once they were all gathered in the room that Jesus had told the disciples to find, Jesus washed the feet of all 12 men.
Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet, as their whole body is clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you. Do you understand what I've done for you by washing your feet? You call me master. You call me teacher, Lord. And rightfully so, for that is what I am, but I don't call you servants anymore. I call you friends. For I tell you, no servant is greater than their master, nor is a servant greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know this, you'll be blessed if you do it. For I tell you, whoever accepts the one I send accepts me. Whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me.
My Lord, why are you telling us these things?
I say this because one of you is going to betray me.
Lord, for whom are you referring to?
It is one who sits with us at this table and breaks bread with me. Whatever it is you're going to do, do it quickly.
None of the disciples at the table knew what Jesus meant by this. It was assumed that since Judas held money for the group, Jesus was telling him to give it to the poor or to buy his festival. As soon as Judas took the bread from Jesus, he went out into the night.
Thank you, Father. Take this bread and eat it. Eat. This represents my body, which is broken for you. Now take this and drink. Drink. This represents my blood, which is shed for all of you. My children, I will only be with you a little while longer. You will look for me, and just as I have told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I go, you cannot follow. But I give you a new command. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you must love each other. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples.
But where are you going?
Where I am going, you cannot follow, but you will follow later.
But I don't understand. Why can't I follow? I will lay down my life for you.
Peter, would you really lay your life down for me? I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will deny me. You will disown me 3 times.
I wouldn't do such things.
Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let any of your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me. My father's house has many rooms. If that were not the case, would I tell you that I go to prepare a place for you? If I go away and I prepare something, surely I will come back to you and I will take you to where I am. You know the way to where I'm going.
Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how will we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you know my Father as well. And from now on, you do know him. And you have seen him.
But Lord, you just show us the Father and that will be enough for us.
Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I don't even speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the works themselves. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. You've seen them. And greater things will you do because I go to the Father. You can ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Yes. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You can ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. The world can't accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he will be with you and he will live with you. But I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Because I live, you also will live. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them and show myself to them.
Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us, but not to the world?
Those who love me will obey my teaching. My Father will come to them. I will come to them. And we will make our home with them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey my teaching. All of this I have spoken while still with you, but the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Now, peace I leave you. Peace I freely give you. You have heard me say that I'm going away and that I'm coming back. If you loved me, if you really loved me, you would be glad that I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I am. I have told you this while still with you, so that when it does happen, you will believe. But I will not say much more to you. For the Prince of the world is coming. Peace. Be still. He has no hold over me. But he comes so that the world will know that I love my Father and I do exactly as he has commanded me. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you gave him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to them all. I have revealed you to those whom you have given me from the world. They were yours, and I have given them the words that you have given me, and they accepted them. I pray for them, Father, that all of them may be one, just as I am in you and you are in me. May they also be in us, Father, so that the world will believe in me through their message. Father, righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. If you can take this cup from me, Father, please take it. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours, Abba. I have made you known to the world, and I will continue to make you known so that the love you have for me may be in them.
When Jesus had finished praying, Judas entered the garden with the soldiers. Jesus and his disciples stood. Judas went to Jesus and kissed his cheek, just as he told the priests that he would do.
Master.
Who is it you're looking for?
We are here for Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he, but leave these men alone. Put your sword away. Put it away. Shall I not drink the cup of suffering in front of me?
Get.
My child.
Go.
You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, and
care.
You have
Go
found
arrest
him. But leave these men alone.
Take him now.
Where are they taking him? I mean, I've seen you with them. You're one of his disciples, are you not?
I am not.
But I know I've seen you. When he's teaching in the temple, you're with him. I've seen you. Where are they taking him? You're one of his disciples.
I am not.
But I'm certain when I have seen... Guards, did you not see this man when you arrested Jesus in the garden?
You keep
You're
your hands off me.
Disciples.
I am not him.
No. What have I done? Please, Father, forgive me.
Thank you.
come from? You're not going to speak to me? They say you claim to be the Son of God. Is this true?
You have said so.
You were here before me previously, and I sent you off to Herod, and he sent you back to me. Don't you realize that I have the power? I could set you free or have you crucified.
You wouldn't have any power unless it was given to you by my Father. But don't worry. Those who are handing me over to you are guilty of a greater sin.
Allow me to interject. He claims that he is the Messiah. He's been talking to large crowds. He's teaching all these people, and it's all lies. None of it's true. He claims to perform miracles. Get this. He says that he can destroy the temple and rebuild it. And get this, 3 days. 3 days. He's stirring up the people all over Judea. He started in Galilee and is now here.
Take him away so I can speak with the priest. What is it you want me to do with this man?
I believe blasphemy is sentenced by death. I want you to crucify him.
I remember you brought this man before me previously as one who was inciting riots amongst the people.
This is true.
Well, I sent him off to Herod, and he sent him back to us. I found no basis for your claims. This man, I will have him severely punished and beaten.
No, no.
And then I'm going to set him free. He has done nothing to deserve death.
No.
Or I guess you'd rather I crucify your king.
He is not my king. We have no king but Caesar. If you let this man free, you are saying you have no allegiance to Caesar, who is your king.
I have the power to set this man free. Or I could set a murderer named Barabbas free. Would you rather I set a vile murderer free or this man, who has essentially done nothing?
Free the murderer. Free Barabbas.
You gotta be kidding. I'm gonna ask you again. Who do you want me to free?
Barabbas! Free Barabbas!
My hands are tied. You can have your king and crucify him if you wish. But you know this. There's no blood on these hands for whatever you choose to do.
Guard, you heard him. Take this Jesus and crucify him.
Jesus, don't leave me. Please. Please. My son. My son. My son. calm now. It's okay.
We are punished justly, but this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
I tell you, on this day, you will be with me in paradise. Could I please have a drink? I'm thirsty.
No!
Here. Drink this.
This is your king. This is your teacher, your master.
Forgive them, Father.
Your Messiah, your king of kings.
They don't know what
they're doing.
And
yet he hangs on a cross.
Father, forgive them!
If he truly was a miracle worker or a healer, wouldn't he have healed himself and got off? No, because he is a liar. He's a fraud.
Forgive him.
And you're all fools for believing in him.
No.
All of you.
Father, why have you forsaken me, Father?
No.
Father, it is finished.
No, please.
Did you break his legs and get him off? The priests and elders don't want him hanging on the Sabbath.
There's no need. He's already dead.
Then make sure.
Steph.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. Do you not remember what he told you? The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and then rise again. Rejoice, for he is risen. Go and tell the others.
He's alive. He rose just like he said he was.
Jesus is alive. Jesus. Today, Jesus is alive. He's not dead. You know, many people serve different gods. They serve the God of religion. They serve the God of tradition. I was brought up this way. I have this religion. I'm part of this group. But today I want you to know that Christ is interested in you being part of his family. That Jesus did not come to build a religion, but Jesus came to build a family. You know, every one of us are represented in this play today. We see two criminals on the cross with Jesus. And each one of us represent one of the criminals. Each one of us hold the very design that each criminal has in their life. How many of you recognize that? The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Every one of us are lawbreakers. Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us have committed a place to where we need forgiveness from the blood of Jesus. And just as I said, Every one of us are represented in this play, in this essence. On one side, Jesus had a man who sat there and mocked him and cursed him and told him that he was not the Messiah. On the other side, there was a man who said, Jesus, don't forget me. You see, what was different between the two was how they recognized who the one was in the middle. Every one of us recognized Jesus. We will either curse him, we will reject the blood, or we will see Christ and we will go towards the blood. We will confess him as our Lord and Savior. We will ask him to wash our sins away. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Every one of us are in the position, just as these two men were on that cross, to make a decision. You know, I'm one of these kind of Easter preachers that I look at Easter as a great opportunity for people to come who don't usually come. You see, there are some of you who are in this room right now that actually have had the experience of Peter. What do I mean by Peter? Peter loved Jesus. Peter was passionate about Jesus, even so passionate that he grabbed the sword and he cut the ear off the servant. But Peter denied Jesus 3 times. You know, there are people that are sitting in this room that years ago, you follow Christ with a passion. You follow Christ with a design and a desire. They couldn't keep you out of church. They couldn't keep you out of the Word. They couldn't keep you away from ministry. But now you walked away. Well, I don't know what kind of denial you did, but in your heart, you've walked away from Christ. I want you to know today that you've not gone too far. That Jesus has never given up on you. And that the way you serve God, God will not only restore that, but he'll put a new fire within your bones and he'll bring you to a new place and walk with him. But there are those even today that are sitting in this room. You say you believe in God, but your lifestyle is the opposite of God. The Bible says even the demons believe in God and tremble. And today I want to bring a challenge to you, because each one of us are making decisions today that will affect literally our eternity. Whether you realize it or not, every human being on this planet was created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. We've been made in the likeness of God. John chapter 4 verse 24, God says, I am a spirit, and those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Every one of us are a living spirit. Every human being on this planet will live for all of eternity, whether with Christ or separated from Christ, whether you be the criminal that denied him or the criminal that received him. Every one of us will live for all of eternity. It does not matter whether you like God or dislike God, accept Christ or disrespect Christ, you will live for eternity. The world has said, well, we're nothing more than animals. I'm here to tell you today, you're not an animal. You have been so beautifully, preciously, powerfully made. And God wants to call you his child. God wants to bring you into his family. God wants to bring you and make you a child of the kingdom of God. But that does not happen because you believe in God or because you go to church. That comes because, just like that man on this side, he received and accepted, he understood who Jesus was. He's the innocent lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. Ah, sadly enough, there are people in this room that have heard the gospel more times than you could even count. You've heard the gospel so many multiple times. You've actually at times contemplated getting right with God, or maybe you've made step toward that, but now you are still retracted. You are still recanting. You are still stepping back. And today God is declaring to you, this is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you get right with God. Today, this Easter, is the Easter 2017, that your life will never be the same again. It's time to get to Christ, not be the one who denied him, but be the one who proclaimed him. For who do you say that he is? It comes down to that. Jesus asked his disciples one time, he said, who do men say that I am? Some said, well, you know, you're this prophet or that prophet. But Peter spoke up and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and said, man has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. You see, each one of us have to ask ourselves a question. Who do we see Christ as? Who is he to you? Is he some religious man that kind of started a group way back in the year, 4, 5, 10, 30 AD? Who is this Jesus? Who is this one? When you answer that in your spirit, everything shifts and changes. Because eternally, you are determining where you will end up for all of eternity. If you're the man on this side, then you are declaring that I don't want God, I don't want Christ, I don't want to follow him. But if you're the man on this side, this criminal who deserved to die, when you call out on Christ, those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Today, this is not about religion. It's not about growing a church. It's not about membership. We don't even have any membership here. Because the only membership that makes a difference is when you confess Christ as your personal Savior. The only thing that makes a difference is when you come back home as a prodigal son. The only thing that makes a difference is when you call upon his name. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And God has put within you the very spirit of heaven. And God, by his spirit, now will bring a life that's everlasting, but not just everlasting, abundant and more abundant even on this planet. You see, today, every one of us have to ask the question, who do I say Jesus is? Some of you, this will be your last Easter. You know, none of us think we're going to die. Actually, when you talk about baby boomers believe they'll never die. People don't like to talk about death, but we all know somebody who died young. We all know people, maybe even recently, who've died. They've entered into eternity. Once we've entered into eternity, there is no second chance. Oh, Pastor, you're trying to scare the hell out of me. Exactly. Exactly. The Bible says some are saved by fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Sometimes we've got to have an eye-opening experience in our life, because the truth is we are criminals. The truth is that without the blood of Jesus, we've got to pay for our own sin, which means we're eternally separated from God. Or we can be like this man on the cross who deserved to die and did die for his crimes. But that day when he called on his name, Christ said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. You see, I want to be with Christ in paradise. I want to live a life with Christ that not only on this earth, but when I crossed into the other world, that I know that I'll be with him for all of eternity. You see, that does not be determined by your religion, by your status, by even the lifestyle you live. It's by whom you call upon. Who do you say Jesus is? Some of you, you're in a real, I sense something different this service than I do last service. So I'm just going to say it. I believe, and I don't know why, I'm just going to say it. I believe some of you are right on that cross, the crossroads. You won't be here next year. And some of you, this is your last opportunity. And all my ministry of 30 years, you can count on the hand, on my one hand, the amount of times that I've felt this. But I sense in my spirit there are some of you, this is your last Easter. And if you don't confess, if you don't call on his name, you will not be entering into eternity with Christ. Today, I want to challenge you. This is not a time to play games. This is not a time of religion. This is a time of Christ and what he paid for you and I. God gave his all and his best to save us from ourselves. I'd like you to bow your head with me this morning. Those individuals that just heard what I said, you know it's you because you sense it in your spirit. If you're on live stream right now, you need to be listening as well. Today, if you're in a backslidden condition, maybe you once served God, you know you love Jesus. It's not that you don't believe in God, But you don't serve God. You're not really following after Christ. He's more of a stopover or a convenience store. I don't want to go to hell. Get out of hell free card. But Christ did not come to die for that. Christ came so that you could have a relationship just as Adam and Eve did in the garden. That you may know him. Jesus made that declaration. That they may know me as I know you. Christ wants you to know him, not just know about him. Today, if you're in a backslidden condition and you want to get right with God, today is your day. You want to give your heart back to Christ. You want to start living for Jesus again. I want you to slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait real long. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you over on that side. Is there anyone else? Thank you in the back. Amen. Is there anyone else? Come on. Amen. Thank you very much. Anybody else? I'm not going to wait real long. Thank you in the middle. Anybody else? Thank you. Hallelujah. Now listen. There are folks that are in this room right now. You've been good religion, but you've never accepted Jesus. And today I want you to see that one who died on that cross for you, because he did it for you, because he loves you. He came after you. For you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you may bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Today, Jesus is knocking on your heart. Today, Christ is calling you. If you've not received Jesus as your Savior, and today you want to come into the kingdom of God, be part of the family of God, have your sins washed away, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you take your last breath, you'll be with him for all of eternity, I'd like you to raise your hand up right now. Is there anyone this morning that would like to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Thank you very much. I see that couple. You can put your hand right back down. Thank you very much. Thank you. I see your hand, honey. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? I'm not going to wait long. Thank you very much over on that side, young man. Thank you in the back. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. See, this is what Easter is all about. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. When you were dead in your trespasses and sins, when you were dead and with no hope, Christ came in and resurrected you and made you a brand new man and a brand new woman. It's an awesome experience. I'd like us all to stand to our feet this morning. I want to make sure, Mindy, if you'll come over here, please. This is Mindy. And her team want to make sure that you understand. All those that raise their hand for salvation or rededication, I'm going to ask you to be brave this morning. I'm going to ask you to grab the person next to you. If you knew someone raised their hand next to you, and whether it be rededication or salvation, I'd like you to whisper in there and say, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. But I'd like all those that raise their hand for salvation or rededication to come right out of your chair. Come right on up front right now. Meet me right here. Right here. Come on, give them a hand clap this morning as they're coming. Come on, give them a hand clap as they're coming. Oh, many more. Raise their hands. Don't be ashamed. Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father. Who cares what people say? This is your moment. This is your resurrection time. If maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you know you need to be up here, you feel the tugging of the Holy Ghost. I want you to get right out of your chair. Come right up right real quick. Real quick, real quick. Mindy's going to pray with you, Mindy and her team. They're going to take you right out that door. We're not taking you into back rooms or anything like that. We're going to take you right out in the hallway. We want to make sure you get a Bible. We want to make sure you know what you're doing. There's nothing worse. It's like we don't want to send you to McDonald's and say you need to make the burgers but never teach you how to make burgers. We're going to teach you and show you, get you in the Word of God that you'll grow in Christ. Amen? And not only start, but finish. I'm so proud of you. Are you ready? Follow Mindy. Mindy, raise your hand. Let them follow you right out. Can you give them a hand clap this morning? I'm so proud of you all. So proud of you all. Amen. So, young man, I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you. Hallelujah. We'd also like to, as we're getting ready to close this service, I want to remind you, maybe you don't know, but what I'm going to be preaching for the next 3 weeks is the whys. Why God doesn't answer my prayers. Why bad things happen to good people. We're going to cover for the next 3 weeks the whys that so many people ask. So I want to encourage you, make sure you're back for the next 3 weeks. Amen. I also want to give a good shout out. If I could have all the cast come on out on the stage. They work so hard to share with you the gospel. Really, you guys are amazing. You're skinny. Come on, I know there's more. Terry, make sure you help Glennis. Where's Melissa? Come here. That's all right. We are so blessed. Glennis wrote the play. Amen. And these two cohorts have been working together with this team of phenomenal people. I don't know if you realize how many verses he quoted. Chapters. Whether you realize it or not, he was quoting so many scriptures, exactly what Jesus said. And I just want to say thank you for you, man. Thank you. If I could have your wife come up too. I'm also believing that she's going to anoint him with oil every day.
I thought he was going to say a baby, and I was like, nah.
Thank you. We're going to give a special gift to you and to Melissa just to say thank you for writing and running the whole thing. Can you give him one more hand clap for all the cast? I also want to give a shout out to Multimedia Services. Multimedia Services for all that Dan Flatt and his team did with all the backdrops and all of that is just phenomenal. We also want to give a shout out to Party Time for all that they did with the costumes. We are so blessed to have phenomenal business people in our church. God has blessed us, truly blessed His Tabernacle Family Church with phenomenal people. You know, I think my wife is a pretty amazing lady. Amen. But the one thing you'll find about His Tabernacle is what makes His Tabernacle amazing is you. You are a phenomenal people. You are an amazing people. You are a people who genuinely love others. Many of you show it far more than even yourself. And my wife and I are so honored to pastor you. It is our privilege to be your pastors and to participate with what God is doing in your life. Some of you have gifts. You put them up on the cupboard. You put them away. You haven't used them in years. Now is the time to take them out. Jesus is coming. A man said, not just recently on Facebook, he said, with all that's going on, World War III is about to start. And I quoted, I said, amen. I said, World War III will be the Battle of Armageddon. That means Jesus will have already come back. Listen now, that means we better get hopping, amen? We better get hopping. We got too many people to share the gospel with. And I just want to thank them for doing all that they've done. Yeah, we need Josh and Nate. They're not really evil. That's you, Josh. He's a good Satan. Here's Judas. During practice, they were scaring the children. They love the Lord. So let me pray with you real quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this group of people that are gathered in your house. God, it's not our tabernacle, it's your tabernacle. These are not our people, they're your people. And we thank you for the family of God. And Lord, for those that did not make a decision today, Holy Spirit, I ask that you'll be the hound of heaven. I ask that in the midnight hours, you will wake them up with these words that were even in this play or what was preached. That even in the night, in the nighttime when they're all by themselves, they'll call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. In fact, I'd like us all just to pray together as we close. Pray right out loud with me. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you died for me. I thank you that today you're calling me. Right now, I'm making a decision, a conscious decision. I don't want to die in sin. I want to have purpose. I want to have a relationship with God. I want to be changed inside. So I'm choosing you. Wash my sins away. Make me a new person. I give my life to you. Live through me, Jesus, so that I will bring pleasure to you and change lives near me. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. Have an awesome Easter day. Enjoy the meals with your family. Be blessed. Make sure you're here next week for the Why series and bring people that you know have been asking those questions. Enjoy your day.